Transitions in life are rarely predictable, and whether they bring good or bad news, more energy is required in most cases. For example, a traffic collision usually brings stress and worry into the equation, and if injury is added, concerns about where life goes from here makes the decisions and situations more complex. One thing to remember is that self-care is important. It's easy to think on the loss of a job, car, or income, yet without you, these things become a lot less relevant. You are the most important thing in this equation, or person actually. This means taking care of you while injured typically can be difficult depending on the current physical condition, access to resources, and support at your disposal. However, do not let lack of opportunity or resources hinder your ability for restoration. It may be these restorative things which help to improve your recovery. When too much time is spent being concerned about the lack in life or dealing with the losses brought by becoming disabled, opportunities can be missed, along with a delay in a positive attitude. In my opinion, one of the best ways to recover from recent events is to recognize where you want to go now and make plans to get there. This means a plan must start with taking care of you at perhaps one of the worst times in your life. But guess what? It can be done. Imagine what you could be doing right now if you had not been injured. If you see a future doing this someday, evaluate how you can get back to your old self, or invent a new way of doing it for the new self. Creativity is definitely the brainchild of invention, and this journey, in my opinion, develops these opportunities to become creative. What is your dream right now? For today, if there's one thing you want to do, it's take care of yourself. Today, let's talk about taking care of you while injured. Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday, April 12, 2014, from Seattle, Washington. That's me, by the way. I'm in Seattle, Washington. You matter, and your accident concerns matter. This is the reason for talking about you with Estra, the blog, the TV, and this radio program. Each show, I like to share the locations where you can join me for additional conversations. So make sure that you come out and say hello. You can find me on Facebook at Talking About You with Estra, the same as the show, Estra's Blog Tips about the blog, and Disability Counter Surveillance. And that's to help people being harassed or intimidated or facing surveillance issues. You can also follow me on Reddit, on Estra's TV, Pinterest, Estra's Radio Show, and Blogger, Estra's Blog Tips. So make sure to stop by and say hello and share experiences. It's nice to have a place to come and talk about car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Also released this week is a new video, Harassment and Intimidation of Injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefits, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting the injured to eliminate or give up their claim. The discussion on this experience is rarely mentioned due to the shame-based tactics to silence abused victims. Fortunately, some do decide to stand. It is important to bring awareness to the plight of these injured people facing harassment and intimidation because of an accident. Any average citizen is only one accident away from the possibility of bad faith treatment. Each of us must make a decision that legislation which allows this to happen or the fine print placed in contracts is unacceptable. This is a must-see video, and it's free to view. It's out on Estrus TV, YouTube, user Estrus blog. In fact, share the current release videos, Meet Esther, which can also be viewed out on IMDb, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. This is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. And the name again of that one is Meet Estra. Taking on people with influence and power means coming up against tactics that are foreign and scary for most people. The saying of games afoot is an understatement. The more exposure this game gets, the better, in my opinion. Wondering if what you see before your very eyes is true? Disability Surveillance 101 brings this issue to light, which is also another recent video. So there's two recent videos out there. There's Meet Estra and also Disability Surveillance 101. And the new one that was just released has harassment and intimidation of the injured. So make sure if you haven't seen all three to check those out. Also, viewing on legitimate links is very important. So make sure to look for the 3 stars for my official site, and also all of my videos and all my shows are G-rated and acceptable for all audience. So if you see something else out there, you'll know that it's definitely not me, but a fake link. Also, the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is available in case you're involved in a car accident this year. Unfortunately, this week we keep hearing about the tragic collision in California of where the bus and the FedEx and additional car were in an accident, and 10 people have passed away from that experience to date. So we should keep those people in our thoughts and prayers, and hope that we can find out what happened and hopefully maybe bring some closure for some of these people. It's a very difficult thing. In fact, if you know them, you might want to actually even go out and purchase the book Car Accident by Esther to maybe help them get through some of the process, or send them the links to Estra's TV out there on YouTube so that if they're looking for information, they can find it. Sometimes, especially in difficult, complex situations, it can be difficult to find. So make sure to stop by and visit. You can spend time reading, watching, or listening to valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. Today we'll spend time talking about 10 ways to take better care of yourself, simple things to help you make you feel better, and helping others that in a way that also helps you, and keep your self-esteem while taking hits from harassment. A busy world does not always present time or ways to take care of yourself, even when injured. Yet you are the most important person in this equation, as I say, time and time again. Some of the things you can do include wake up with a positive attitude. I know that sounds like it's easy, but a lot of times it may not necessarily be. Typically, each day there are tasks or problems to attend to. Therefore, realize this is just a part of living. So when things happen, good or bad, just know that's living. They're going to happen. You can't get away from them. They're always going to be there. Determine what you can do to resolve the issue. Now, unfortunately, sometimes due to lack on some level, whether it's your energy, your resources, or finances, there's little you can do. In those cases, just do all that you can and take comfort in knowing you've done your best, because no one can ask you for more than that. Think about what you can do today which will make you feel like you've got the most out of your day. For example, if you wanted to learn about a new hobby, decide to take the first step. Go online if you have an internet connection and click on links that you find interesting. By the way, did you realize that there's still a large number of people here in the U.S. who are not connected? And we cannot leave these people behind in a world that is coming more technically connected each and every day. So anytime you can find a way of helping people in your community, like donating your old devices, please do. This can be a life-changing experience for them and their families. If you don't own a computer, make a list of the ideas that you want to explore. And if this is a good day, consider visiting your local library. Once there, consider checking out books or using their computers to look up interest online and read. I think most libraries today are hopefully equipped with computers that you can use. And you can also watch videos on the subject. While connected, remember to stop by and say hello at one of my sites or leave a comment on hashtag Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, because I'd really enjoy hearing from you. Another thing you can do instead of just setting out one set of clothing is to do it once or twice a week. When not feeling well, this can take a great deal of energy. As you can see, mine is not at the highest level today. However, if you've already set out possible outfits to wear, not only does this become less stressful, but it takes less time, and this leaves you with more opportunities for things to do during your day. This usually, in particular with brain fog, it's very difficult sometimes to be able to stay on track and stay forward, and hopefully you can remember a lot of the things that you need to do in the day. But if you don't, you know, pick up Estra's car accident calendar and you can start putting things in there, and that can help you to remember the things that you really need to get done in the day. And you can also create a special thing to do each day, such as waking up to your favorite song. You know, that might just mean setting your alarm to the radio or setting it to your iPad or iPod. Reading a chapter from your favorite book, playing with your pets, children, or video game. You're never too old, sick, or injured to find pleasure in life. I need to say that again because I think sometimes we feel that that's not true. It is true. You are never too old, sick, or injured to find pleasure in life. So don't give it up. Again, no matter what you're going through, whether it's for 1 minute or hours, the most important person in this equation is you. Therefore, make sure to receive something from it. And by the way, this can also mean giving to others. It's a great way to be able to share and receive satisfaction in your day. Getting the things you least like to do done first is also helpful. Break it up into small tasks. Add a couple pleasant things in the middle, you know, kind of shake it up a little bit. When injured, tasks that used to be fast and simple may take a great deal more time. And personally, I find this very frustrating. So if you're not able to do things in the time and in the way you used to do it, you have to come to a point of saying, okay, this is the old way. I've got to adjust to doing it the new way. And as long as you really get it done, that's what really matters. Afterwards, find a simple, easy reward for yourself, such as watching your favorite show on the internet or television or home video, or have a nice cup of coffee or tea. Anything that makes a day more special will work, as long as it adds value to your day and does not require a lot of effort. You know, it's really important to know just because something is time-consuming, it doesn't mean that it's valuable. I mean, you can do things that don't take a lot of time and are very valuable. So evaluate how you're spending your time and if you're making the most of what you're getting out of your day. One of the most important things you can do is relax. Ooh, isn't that hard today just to relax? Relaxing allows a period of time just to regroup. Your body needs it. That's why we sleep, or some of us sleep at night. I wish I could sleep a bit more. But it's a time of reflection. It's a time to think on today and tomorrow. In today's society of being on the fast track, slowing down helps to recoup from the pressures experienced and even possibly think of ways to make life better without as much hustle and bustle. In my opinion, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. I think that sometimes our lives can become so busy that we really forget about the important things. Sometimes having someone else to do some of the work for you is a great way to take care of yourself. Trying to schedule a massage or get your nails or your feet done or your eyebrows waxed or any other part of your body where hair removal is desired. The point is to treat yourself. To stop and say, body, I love you. Can you say that with me? Body, I love you. In my opinion, we don't stop and take enough time and tell our bodies that we love them, no matter what their current condition is. You really have to love it, own it, and then if you want to change it, do so. But the attitude is half the battle, at least from my perspective. I want you to feel better, look better, and obtain the best recovery possible. But you have to do that too at your own pace. This is not a race. This is really about taking care of yourself in a way that works for you. Because if it doesn't work for you, it won't get done. So take the time, stay optimistic, and add a little time to make it rewarding both spiritually and physically. Next, our environment can add a lot to our day. Therefore, having something pleasant in view is helpful. For example, fresh flowers, an aquarium, table books, you know, they're big and they've got great beautiful pictures of things. A great view from your window, lit candles. This list is endless because we all have different things that really move us. Help create a peaceful environment. This can help become a soothing atmosphere while moving through the hectic or painful day. It really is the simple things, I have to keep going back with that, that makes the difference in your day. And I'm repeating this on purpose because I think sometimes we think things have to be elaborate, and they don't have to be. Very simple things can do a lot for you, especially when you're not feeling well. So make sure to try the simple things. Maybe keep that word in mind one morning. Get up and say, I'm going to focus on the simple things today. What can make my life simple? What can I get the most pleasure from? What can help my pain in the most ways? Now, if planning on going outside and you face harassment and intimidation, download the Instagram application to your phone, your cell phone. The sign up and the use is easy. Just begin taking pictures of harassers. Begin sharing your experiences with others. In fact, follow Estrus TV on Instagram and share them with me. It's a great way to document harassment and intimidation and a way to demonstrate the reason legislation needs to be changed to prohibit public bullying. And that's what I call it, public bullying. Congress, I hope you're hearing me. Also allow for periods of rest during the day. Rushing toward improvement can sometimes have the opposite effect on health. So be patient and caring. Listen to yourself and do not ignore your body or what your mind is saying. You can learn a lot by paying attention to yourself. And you're worth it. Caring about yourself is one of the major things that you can do, not only for yourself, but it'll help also make our world a better place. Simply feeling better with acute or chronic pain, I personally know, is not easy. So much time and energy is spent just coping when in this state, yet simple things as distractions can help deal with discomfort and create hopefulness of getting through the day. Here are a few simple things to try in hopes of feeling better. Upon waking, take about 10 or 15 minutes to focus on you and what's on your mind. Personally, I've found if I'm waking up with something on my mind, whether it's pain saying, pain, emergency, or whether, you know, it's some concern that I have for myself or someone else, we all have people we care about, if I just take a moment to think about what I can do about that or how that's going to work into my day, it can be helpful. So take that 10 to 15 minutes to focus on you and what's on your mind. And then if time and ability permits, take a shower or a bath. This can help with comforting pain. If taking a bath, you may want to add candles or aromatherapy. And that just means maybe scented candles or incense. And they can be quite soothing. Do this in the morning, afternoon, or evening when you can have some personal quiet time. Select to read a book. It can be informing or just fun. Remember, this is for enjoyment. Online bookstores can provide cheap and easy access. In fact, you can find Car Accident by Estra in paper book or on Kindle and Nookbook. Watching your favorite movie? Oh, that's just such a great release most times. Most of us do not mind watching our favorite movies time and time again. I'm going to tell you what my favorite ones are, but I'll tell you that I've watched them embarrassing over 10, 15 times. I love them. I watch them. Do whatever or watch whatever invigorates you. Remember, you can also watch Estra's TV on YouTube. There's a lot of videos I have out there on Estra's blog. I also, personally, it's a favorite of one of mine, is listening to music or talk radio. Music is such a great tool to switch from a bad mood to a better one. Also try listening to new venues. It's a great way to expand your horizon. You don't want to get stuck in, you know, your own time zone or only particular music that you enjoy, because the world is constantly changing and you want to be able to be a part of that change. Also, talk radio can be quite informative about what's going on in our world today. It moves people from their own concerns to a global one. In fact, you can also listen to Talking About You with Estra on archives on iTunes, and it's free. So make sure that if you're on iTunes to click on Talking About You with Estra and listen to, there's probably 70 actually archives out there. This is a way to learn about car accident wisdom, knowledge and support in an easy way. Take advantage of all your options. You can also sit outside and enjoy the sun if it's out. There is something about the great outdoors, even if it's only a few feet from your door, that can improve one's perspective. So give it a try. Sometimes calling up or texting someone you haven't talked to in a while not only makes your day, but it makes their day too. This simple and easy, and it also can just be something that you enjoy. Doesn't take a lot of time. You don't have to talk. I know that sometimes if you're fatigued, talking for any extended period of time can be kind of difficult. So if that's the case, and you're not comfortable, just say, you know, I've only got maybe 5 minutes, but I wanted to call and say hello, or I just wanted to text and say hello. So even if you're not feeling well, you can actually take a moment and text someone and share a moment of your day. Another idea may be to start a small herb garden. They are simple to make and allow for fresh seasonings for cooking. Sometimes just a little creativity sparks a lot of fun. And it's good for the soul to feel productive. So this or any other hobby can help bring your day into focus and feel accomplishments. Sharing your car accident experience is also a great hobby. Continue to share them with me on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show. Or help by sharing your opinion by taking car accident surveys under hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. It's really important for us to share in a way that shows the world what people are going through and what they're involved with when they're dealing with insurance companies. Another thing you need to do, I know sometimes when you're not feeling well, it doesn't seem like something that comes easy, but laugh, laugh, and laugh some more. Taking tragedy serious is a normal thing to do because it is serious. Yet finding time to laugh is wonderful. Laughter can be very comforting in the most devastating situations. It can bring people together in ways few things can. Perhaps this is the reason why we value comedians. The healing properties of a good laugh cannot be underestimated. Personal time allows one to be honest with oneself, to look at the past and the cobwebs in your world, and the current cobwebs, in fact, to evaluate where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there takes a little time. This means taking time for a personal positive evaluation. You know, the key I said was personal positive evaluation. You don't need to be negative. There's a lot of positive things about you, and that's what we need to look at. The negative, there's too many other people looking at those things. Let them do that. You look at the ways in which you can enhance and find constructive ideas that can bring improvements and move life forward. That's what the personal time to actually look at yourself and see. That's what you want to do. You want to move forward. You want to create a better you. Also, I want to also restate again, have you noticed how giving to others can be rewarding? Sure, not only ourselves, but our skills and resources can be invaluable to someone in need. This no longer has to be, there's things that you no longer actually need or you no longer want, and it can bring so much joy and comfort to individuals lacking this specific item. And guess what? No one gives something without receiving something in return. We've all have something to contribute. And that's another thing. It seems like, to some degree, it seems like the 1% has learned that perhaps better than the 99%. And maybe it's because of their abundance of resources compared to the 99%. But giving, you can never give and not receive. Remember that. That's something, at least from my perspective, about that in life is, there's something about that sharing. It makes us all a part of each other. And it just brings so much healing and restoration. So if you have that opportunity to give, make sure that you do. In this giving process, you'll learn valuable information from an unlikely source, typically, that you need. And I'm not sure why it works that way. Sometimes you'll give in some strange way or some unexpected way, and maybe a month down the road or the next day, I mean, it varies. Something amazing happens that you were not expecting, but it comes back to you. And to me, that's just a great, great part of the universe on how that works. It's not because you're giving to get. It's just something about that, to me, that giving spirit that we have. It's about taking the first step. So take a step to share and think outside your own problems. This might make a difference in your life and be a good distraction from your pain and suffering. When people are attempting to break you down instead of build you up, this can take a toll on your well-being. Their attempts to look for a weakness to exploit means being on guard for most injured or sick people. This, in my opinion, is unfortunate. Because filing a disability or insurance claim should not bring on all this strife. When you sign up for assistance in case of an unforeseen event, they never mention the things they may possibly subject you to, or perhaps you would not have paid them all those premiums and turned elsewhere. If dealing with harassment and intimidation tactics in hopes of persuading you to give up your claim, these corporations have the resources to fight to keep your request. First, realize the issue is theirs alone, from my perspective. So their actions do not reflect on you in any way. Understand the vile tactics subjected to only shows the level they will stoop in order to pay their investors and not you. So, is this personal? From my perspective, yes, it is. Yet the best thing you can do is realize their bullying ways cannot stop you from reaching your goals. In this life, there are more than one way to move forward. And if they choose to act inappropriately, their actions will eventually catch up with them. I mean, how many thousands of people can you mistreat without people moving away from you or them sharing it with others? Yes, they can change their names or hide behind ads to convince you otherwise about their behaviors, but their actions will not be forgotten. Why? Because too many families have suffered the consequences of their actions, and eventually, just as Obamacare is moving our health system forward, something will happen to move this insurance industry away from bad faith practices as a way of keeping insurance benefits to one of dignity, responsibility, respect, and fairness when filing a claim. Therefore, realize what they're doing is wrong, in my opinion. But being wrong doesn't necessarily stop their behavior, because they have in their sights your money, money they refuse to pay out, even though you paid premium. So when viewing their actions, see them from the true perspective, from my perspective. And in my opinion, it's to break it down. Make the decision just to say, no, 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 no. This is about me. You can't decide what they do, but as far as you and your self-esteem, your self-respect, the things that you choose as to the direction in which they go, up or down, by your actions and the things that you do, you're going to hold yourself in high esteem, regardless of your injuries. Value yourself, your opinions, and your actions. Many people agree with you and have experienced the same things. What makes people a better person is the way they care for themselves and others. Those who choose to bully have no respect for themselves or the people they attempt to injure. Therefore, keep your self-esteem while taking hits from harassment. Their actions are not your actions. You are only accountable for the things that you do. I want to take a moment to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians which made the blog, this actual program, more exciting. I appreciate these artists. Also, make sure if you haven't done this already to go out and take the Auto Insurance Accident Claim Survey. Your input is truly needed. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. It takes only about 3 minutes, and it tells us how you've been affected. So you can find it on Facebook under Talking About You with Esther, or at Esther's radio show on Twitter under hashtag Esther Accident Surveys. So let's meet back here next Saturday at the same time, which is 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on Saturday. So no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their claim should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed the Esther's radio show, Esther's TV, and blog to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflects life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.